purpose in taxpayer-funded PC messaging? I mean, do people really get a thrill out of shocking people by getting in their face about something they know will offend them?
Right.
I don't.
Well, people like to be offended. If you're offended, 775-884-9910. Well, no, I mean, I'm serious right here. Like, if there's something out there that maybe you want to talk about in Reno that's it's concerning you and you've wanted a platform for the radio or something, like, here we are.
No,
Give us a call and talk to producer Craig and Carson.
I don't really need to talk about it. I just wondered why.
Well, we all have gripes.
Yeah.
It's a question. But again, John, listen, this is my thing with the kids is just even I was a young, you know, young boy when I first started, you know, hearing about things about sex and stuff like that. But when you're that young, there's no reason to be talked to about those kind of things, just in my opinion. So as long as they keep the sex out of it, the sexuality, and it's just some, I mean, if you're a little kid, let's say you're 7, 8 years old, you don't know about this stuff. You go home and you tell your friends, like, hey, there was a guy, that, you know, like what's that old Aerosmith song? Dude looked like a lady. You know, kind of, you know, and then you laugh about it and you go on about your day.
Or just prudes, folks.
Maybe. I don't know. Are we wrong? Once again, 775-884-9910.
That's all right.
Well, what? You got something else?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Okay,
to that.
Here's my.
This doesn't need to drag out. No biggest puns intended.
Every week, I have something break at home. Last week, it was a microwave. This thing is 4 years old, and it blows fuses. Why? I don't know. But I went on the internet to find out why, and it's something to do with the door latch. When the door latch gets worn out, then the fuse thinks that it can't. I don't.
Well, maybe the microwave looks at you and says,
"Nobody,
well,
nobody fixes them." You know. Then the ice maker in the fridge. The ice maker always the first to go, before the compressor. It's like the clock in a car, and the zipper on a coat. Now, you have your conspiracy theories, Jay.
I do.
Mine is planned obsolescence. Many of the products we buy, they are designed to break and fail, so you have to buy another and another. I'm fully convinced of this. The 100-year light bulb was designed and made over a century ago. One has been burning since 1901. It's called the Centennial Light. It's almost never been turned off. It's still on today. In Livermore, California.
Yeah. The only time it was turned off was when it was actually moved from one building to the firehouse where it's at now.
So that was early, early technology. Can we buy them?
Save the clock tower.
But they shut that down real quick. No company wanted to make that. They make their fortunes on repeat business. And if you go to any Ace Hardware or Home Depot or Lowe's, it's usually only one light bulb brand that they sell. In Lowe's, I think it's Philips. Why would they sell a bulb that means you don't have to buy more at what, $8 a package?
Well, because they hope that you're there and you start thinking to yourself, well, I could go over to Walmart and it's $6, but it's $8 now, so I'm stuck with just buying these because I don't want to spend the $2 and drive across town.
I'll give you a little hint, John. I converted my mom's house to all LED lamps, including the kitchen lights and all the outdoor lamps.
How's that working out?
Her power bill went down $56 a month.
Well, I just, I just hope they last.
$600 a year.
Yeah. I hope they're built to last. That's the thing.
Well, they're supposed to. These things, like, don't burn out for, like, 10 years
or something. Well, they're pretty pricey to begin with. I'm into longevity for products, which seem to get shorter and shorter. You know, technology came up with a 100-year tire, too. Vulcanized rubber that lasted too long. That formula is probably locked up in a safe at Goodyear.
Well, yeah, because Well, you know, if you bought tires and they lasted for 100 years, then you would never have to rebuy tires.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Products.
It's like cars. Look at cars now.
Making products that are too high quality would literally put companies out of business. They have to constantly produce and sell products in order to survive.
Well, everybody who's buying these electric cars now, they're putting gas stations and petroleum refineries out of business or causing gas to go up because they're not selling as much.
That's fine as long as the electric car lasts as long as what we're used to with our gasoline vehicles, you know? But this whole thing is why I buy new kitchen appliances every 15 years. And this system is so profitable for companies. They're purposely, I think, you think you're a conspiracy. I, I think they purposely make products worse. I don't know about women's clothes, but men's dress shirts and suits, they lose their form and start to fall apart after a couple of cleaning.
The quality is all. And because it's cheaper material, it's cheaper to make it. So, like, I mean, anything, if you think about it, any business.
But it's not right.
It's not right, you know, but it is just how
clothes,
it is.
She already hates the quality of Macy's and Nordstrom's and The Gap and Victoria's Secret now.
So she
noticeably worse.
So she won't shop at places, I guess, like a Walmart or Target for a shirt. She would go to Macy's, and now she's not even satisfied with the quality of Macy's? Where is she going to go?
I want her to buy all her clothes at Victoria's Secret. But that's another.
Oh my God. Well,
that's another topic.
Well, but you know what? You like a good bargain, and most of those clothes are 80% off.
Going off topic here to ultra wokeness. Speaking of Victoria's Secret, there was a Victoria's Secret in Seattle that had a handwritten sign on their door that said men were welcome to come in and get bra fittings now. We can't discriminate.
For their almond nipples?
But they said men can come in and get bra fittings because we have.
Well, you can't be
can't discriminate. Yes. Do they really think women are going to feel comfortable shopping there now if men go in for bra fittings?
And see,
men touching and trying on the same items they might be buying.
And I'm more of the apt to, like, why do you even have to post it? Just let them come in and actually say to somebody, hey, I'm a guy that wants to try on a bra, then it's like a lot better.
You want to hear something really funny? Victoria's Secret, there's a song out there.
Victoria's
Secret
Swift
was actually founded by Roy Raymond. He is the founder of Victoria's Secret.
Who? Roy Raymond?
Yep. And his wife, Gay, G-A-Y-E. Yeah, they founded in 1977 on my daughter's birthdays. June 12th, 1977.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's...
And it was in California, was the first store.
So this was founded by a guy.
A guy, yeah.
Well, you know what it is with Victoria's Secret, it's like the McDonald's of panties, right, and stuff like that. Like, they've always got a consistent good quality, I believe.
Like, why put a sign out saying men can come in for bra fittings too?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm more apt to like just let the dude come in and have the awkward conversation that, hey, I'm a guy that needs a bra fitting, and then like maybe let him think to himself after, like,
again,
that was so weird even for me. I'm sorry, but that's just weird.
Well, back to what I was saying, there was a time when things were built to last. The same used to be true about music, but I digress. Products are physically constructed to literally fail after the warranty runs out. PCs and laptops, they're sold with a literal end date. My laptop, I tried to update to a newer Windows 10 years ago, but Microsoft says I need a newer laptop model to do that. That is so unfair. And these updates are supposed to be simpler, I thought.
Yeah, you would think.
Not more complicated. I still wear my dad's watch, but the days of dads passing down their watches and pens and mom handing down her Hamilton Beach blender, they're long gone now.
Hamilton Beach blender? Was that what they were?
They used to be handed down from generation to generation. Nobody does that
blenders
anymore.
With rusty blades in them and stuff. I get what you're saying. Real quick, though, I do want to just touch on this. We get quite a few texts throughout our show on our number, not calls, but text at 775-884-9910. There is no, I'm just saying, I just wanted to point out, I got a text about 4 minutes ago from somebody saying, you are absolutely correct, John, but I don't know what it was about or the person's name to give them some credit on air. So I just wanted to tell people, when you do text in, please include your name and maybe, you know, just like a little quick synopsis or whatever, what you're talking about. We would love to, you know, give some feedback on the air about your text as well. So feel free to give that text feedback, not just a call.
What was
in.
I absolutely right about?
Well, I don't know. I guarantee that's not your wife texting it.
Yeah. The text that they texted almost immediately thereafter, within a couple minutes, says, Jay, have your teenagers spoken to you about furries at school?
Furries? No,
these are the people who dress up in furry animal costumes. I saw them at
GSR. At the conventions, yep.
Yeah, they were GSR.
No, but they did have like the kids. It's funny because I dropped them off a few weeks ago and I went in the front doors. And you almost have to like scoot around all these kids that are sitting at the front doors, you know? And so as I walk in, I saw they're all playing games. They're all in black. Everybody has dark hair. Nobody has a tan. And I'm sitting there going to myself, and I said to my kids, I said, like, those are the D&D players or something, you know? And I'm like, and they're like, yeah. And it's right by the principal's office. And it started reminding me of, like, when I went to school in Missouri, we had people that were, I don't know what to say other than, like, I guess at the school they were considered kind of like nerds or something, you know, that would get picked on. And they all had to, like, hang out near the principal's office so that nobody would mess with them. And literally, I noticed as I walked through the front doors right by the principal's office, the place is crowded with this, like, abundance of D&D players that have no tans. They all look
That's
like...
That's Dungeons and Dragons for
yeah,
us
yeah,
old folks.
Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, it's the free speech area, basically, or where the safety zone.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
By the way, that was Renee that actually texted us. And she was commenting that saying John was absolutely right about the obsolescence of items.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Craig. There's only one product I can think of that's made better than ever now, and that's the car and the truck.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes. It's average. Over 100,000 miles now you can take a car and truck. Over 200,000 miles, that's no big deal now. I remember when getting 40,000 miles on a car was a big deal. And Jay's looking at me like I'm crazy.
What? Is this the model?
Yeah,
Q. Not after the Model T.
I will say the cars are getting too much computer control, and down the road we're going to own models that are not compatible anymore with the new software, and they're going to be like laptops with wheels.
You're going to have your Neuralink, your interface. You won't even have to think about touching a steel or steering wheel.
Microsoft update will say your car's too old to take the update. It's just like the laptops. You know, we have the technology to end car theft in the 1980s. All you need are barcodes and optical scanners on overpasses, and bam, you caught the stolen vehicle. But where would the insurance companies be with that? Insurance business be? Capitalism works, but capitalism ruled by corporations that don't serve the public's best interest will destroy it. I hate government stepping in for more control, but I'd love to see this planned obsolescence, which is proven, be made illegal. Nothing else can stop it, even as badly as the government would. But we need some sort of protection against cheating consumers with crappy products. Maybe tax credits for proven quality goods, but not one so-called fight for the consumer politician, whether it's Elizabeth Warren or Bernie, is going to jump on that because campaign funding, you know. Yet this is the one useful, productive thing that the politicians can do. We pay these jokers to fund sex changes in the military and paying out college loans and handing out billions of dollars in PPP money that went to fraud during the pandemic. And while you're at it, take care of the warranties and the rental agreements, full of loopholes, too. Okay.
You know, I will say one thing that does bother me is when you buy a product from a store and you have to, like, if there's a defect in it or anything, you can't take it back to that store and just get a new one.
Used to be able to do that. Yeah.
Well, about the only place I can do that anymore is, like, Walmart, it seems. So, anyway. And Renee just schooled me again here, I guess, on cars in the 70s. If they hit 50 or 60,000 miles, it's time to get a new one. So, I didn't know that. I had no clue. I thought that it was like everything was like 150,000 miles or something.
Now, my grandfather would get a new car every 2 years, whether he needed it or not.
Yeah.
And I know people like that now.
Yeah. Very interesting. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter with Jay Biggs. We're going to take a break.
That's right. It's Live and Local, and we are always here. And check out our podcast and our Facebook page, 991fmtalk.com. Go follow the links. We'll be right back. It's 991 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
Happy Anxiety Day, which is really tomorrow, but I can't wait anymore.
That's a good one.
Something new I discovered. I found out if you tuck one part of your pant legs into your sock, people expect less of you.
Really?
Yeah. It works.
Have you forgot to pull out your pant leg after biking a time or two? Just, you know, me and you may or may not know this, one of our sister stations here at the Evans Broadcast Cluster, Fun 101 at 100.9 on your FM dial, we were talking about you the other day, and we were talking about things that last, products that last, and I was, and me and Valerie Ferrari, and we were talking about your coat.
Oh.
Yeah, and I said, there's something about that guy's coat. It lasts forever.
That guy's coat.
Yeah.
It's got duct tape and stuff on it. I know. Yeah.
Well, you've had it forever, and it seems to still last and work.
It's a darn good coat. What can I say?
Is it Patagonia? Or?
It's filled with some sort of feathers.
Down.
I got it years
ago. Yeah.
Yeah, some type. I got it years ago, decades ago in Boston.
Really? Well, yeah. I guess, yeah, if it worked in Boston.
So we have
sure.
a phone call, Craig, huh?
Yes, we do. We have loyal listener, Tim.
Oh, it's Tim. Hey, Tim. Welcome to
John. Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm sitting in my car up in Rancho Haven. I'm 67 years old. We're watching the next storm come in. And I want to call you guys and talk about drag races. I used to go to the drag races when I was young. I really loved them. And then I heard there's a reverse drag race called a re-drag drag over in California. So I went last year, and it's men dressed up or women dressed up like men in drag races. But nobody ever won because they all crashed. That's a joke.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was going to say. Oh, man. The drag race. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, I was calling
hosted
about,
by RuPaul.
My health problems. I was listening to him and talking, and with a great empathy, I've been stuck at home for about a month because of a surgery. And lo and behold, you know, it's cold winter. You don't want to go outside. I'm not allowed to go outside. And within a week, I had two toilets break and started leaking all over the house. And, of course, things I can't do, like bend over and use tools and stuff. And then just last week, our gas stove, that's our primary heat, started flaking out. So I called a gas stove manufacturer who I talked to about 2 years ago, and they switched me right to a technician and really helped me out. This time I call, and they say, well, they can't talk to you. You have to call your dealer first. And I gave her a little griping, and she hung up on me.
Right.
So I'm really empathetic about all that old man talk that he brought up about you can't get good stuff from people to help you nowadays.
All right, Tim, you said it. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. I mean, it's, things break around the house. It wouldn't be so bad. I mean, if you could call and have somebody fix it, but the hoops you have to jump through to get people to even call you back.
Now, have you ever heard of appliance insurance? You can buy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this home appliance insurance, which I hear a lot of times there are a lot of people who just have not received what they paid for from these insurance companies.
Well,
so I stay away from it. Those service contracts. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, speaking of insurance, next week, I believe we've got our insurance specialist, Kevin Rainey, coming on. He's going to be talking about all sorts of stuff. And insurance. So maybe we can get some questions answered from him as to, you know, what are all these things that you can get insured? Like, I have my voice insured.
Okay.
Lloyd's of London.
Yeah.
It's a policy.
I'm hearing rumblings about the cost of, like, car insurance is going to go way up. And it's not for my wife brought this up yesterday. She saw some news story. Now, Kevin told us it's going to go up because
20 to 40% for everybody because of Tesla batteries.
Well, because of more high-tech stuff in the cars, all cars, like even GM, Ford, and they have these things in the windshield now. They have sensors here and there.
Yeah.
And so when you repair your vehicle, it's going to cost a lot more. Yeah. But she said there's another reason why it's going to go up. I know. I hate giving out bad news like that. So we'll ask Kevin about that next week.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Because it's already very expensive.
Yeah, when you have 17 to 30 different computers running your car, that's insane.
Remember the days you open the hood and try to play around with it?
We got all that, but we don't have a black box on a plane. I don't understand. I do have to ask you this, though, John. So were you or were you not a guest judge at the Reno Public Market Thursday?
Yes.
Tell me about the experience, because I was originally slated to go, and then I had to be on air.
Oh, you would
You took my
it.
Place.
It was good time.
So what all
I
went
had,
down? How did it go?
I've never been to this Reno Public Market before. It's quite a scene.
Is it pretty cool in there?
It's like you're in Seattle or something, you know?
Yeah. Well, so how did it go? Like, what did you do? You were a guest judge, but what were you judging? Just some dishes?
It was, like... and there were, Jay, there were like 12 restaurants involved in this, and they all brought us out these platters, which would feed 50 people each platter. And I just stuffed myself. And then they were bringing up tequila and everything like that. It was made for Jay. That's what I was
right. Right. Well, Richard from Bite Me was the original guy that asked me. You know,
it was fun. It was fun. I always feel awkward when there was a crowd of people watching us judge the food. Yeah. Now, I hate that, people watching you eat, but I stuck it out for the old
team. You gotta wear some sunglasses, man, like these ones over here on the table. I'm serious.
They're taking pictures of me
poker face
eating.
You. Yeah, that would be bad. John in his hot dog stance. Okay. Anyways, well, okay. So tell me who won, or what was the original winner?
You see, it was going on long. I was there for 90 minutes because there was so much food.
Okay,
and we
okay.
spent like 20 minutes on the first restaurant. I had to go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I get it.
My
get
wife it. Was giving me the cues.
Oh, I know how that goes. Believe me.
And when it gets to that cue where she runs the finger across her neck, it's time to go.
Yeah.
But I had a wonderful time.
The Carol Burnett tugging at the ear. Okay, let's say goodbye.
Right. Tugging on something.
If only it was that nice. Oh, dear gosh.
Got a break for Fox News.
Yeah, that's right. It's live and local with John and Jay right here.
Phone number. Give us a call.
775-884-9910 on 99.1 FM Talk at Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's a pleasure being with you all, folks. I'm John Potter with Jay Biggs, live and local on these radio stations every Saturday between 9 and noon.
It is 775-884-9910 to give us a call. And we do have a call right now. On the line is our good friend Tim, the carpet stretcher. Hello, Tim, and welcome to Live and Local once again this morning, sir.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing great, sir. How about yourself?
Doing good. In fact, I'm going back to a job for stretching carpet. But you have an interesting point today on, you know, the cheap products. And I'll have to disagree with you on the way cars are made. They're made, they're made better in a safety reason. But I'm just driving right now. And how many cars do you think have actually steel bumpers on them instead of plastic bumpers?
Zero.
Except for big trucks, nobody has bumpers anymore. If you kick them, they fall off instead of breaking your toe. You know.
Yeah. So then it's an $800 bill to fix a crack in a bumper. Yeah.
Yeah, and so if you want less cheap products, stop buying them.
Well, I absolutely agree. It's just like your text about the politicians, man. If we expect different results, we keep voting for the same ones, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, so like right now, I'm wearing a Patagonia jacket that is 30 years old, made in America, and it's like brand new. I have another one that's 35 years old that was made in America that is a little worn, but still works fine, just like your co-host. Jacket, you know. I mean, if you want good stuff, unfortunately, you have to spend some money for it, but it lasts a long time. And you talking about the Hamilton Beach blender? I have one from my mom from the 70s that still works.
Right.
All right, Tim. Thanks for the call. I got to say, though, that take care, my friend. Drive careful. A lot of these names, now I don't know about Hamilton Beach, but a lot of these names have sold out. And whether they make their products now in China or what, they have ruined their reputation. I can't think of the brands off the top of my head,
right.
But they are not the same as what they used to be.
There's only a few brands that I still consider kind of the same. I mean, like, let's talk about it. Maybe here's one, KitchenAid. KitchenAid blenders, mixers, stuff like that. I still think those are very heavy-duty, well-built items.
Well,
although I will say there's probably some items that are now plastic that didn't used to be on them.
I'm from rural Northeast United States, and we had things called shoe factories all over the state of Maine. We had them in upstate New York. They would make shoes in this country with reputable brand names.
Well, back then
those
you guys
names
had
have moved all that manufacturing to China. China's making the shoes.
Is that what it was? Okay.
And so there's no quality control. And of course, the reason why it went to China is because it's an awful lot cheaper to make them. So I don't think they're as good. You have to be careful with brands, even the good brand names. I don't know if they still have the good reputation. So
that's right. Hey, we do have a caller right now on the line with us. His name is Chad, and he wants to talk about cars for sure this morning on Live and Local. Good morning, Chad. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Yeah, I just want to chime in. You know, I've been working on cars since 1986, and the older cars really, really, really stand up for the test of time. Yes, you had to replace things, fix things every 40,000 miles. However, they lasted as long as you took care of them. You could get remanufactured parts, you could rebuild parts, you could actually, you know, work on the vehicle.
You don't have to be a computer technician to do it.
Well, as I am now. Yeah, you know, back in the day when I started, it was seamless. You know, you just broken part, fix the part, put back on the road. You know, it required a lot of service every 30,000, 40,000 miles. But you know what? The car has lasted and lasted and lasted. And yes, you get in an accident and have a bent bumper.
It's all true. Yeah, my only reason why I say the cars are built better than ever was just by the how many miles you could take that vehicle from the old days of 40,000 to, and I don't remember people keeping cars over 40,000 in the 60s and 70s, but now it's typical to go way over 100,000 or even 200,000.
I think of like old like Datsuns and stuff like that would go like 300,000 miles and people are bragging about
absolutely.
It, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and yes, people got rid of them sooner, but the less, you know, fortunate people would maintain that vehicle and repair it.
Well, I would
and
say
it would
the
last
test...
longer.
The test of time, Chad, maybe we can both agree on this for John's conclusion of the cars being made better is in 2080, we can meet downtown at the hot August nights, and we'll see if there's any 2022 vehicles that are going around.
or if it's still... not going to be one. There's not going to be one.
Right. I already know it. As cool as I think my car is right now, there's no way that thing is cruising in hot August nights 2080, whereas a 1960 Impala will be.
Absolutely. You know? And they go. They keep going. You can still get parts for them, and they stand the test of time.
Either way, if we have the hot August nights of the future, it's not going to be very exciting with the new Nissan Sentras and things like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Not the same.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. Hey, thanks for your call this morning, Chad. We really appreciate you, brother. Hey,
love you guys. Listen to you every Saturday, man. Good job, guys.
We love you too, my man. Thank you so much. And yeah, it's been a fun morning so far, John. Just chit-chatting with folks. 775-884-9910. We love getting input from everybody.
Highlight of my week.
Yeah.
You know, because I got a bit of a Spectrum story to tell. Do we have any connections with Spectrum? Do we rely on them for this broadcast?
I feel like it's also going to include a Spectrum.
They sent me, okay, I've been a customer. Yes, they charge a lot of money, but, you know, I'm one of those people. I don't want to mess with things at home. They sent me this thing saying, we're going to send you a new Wi-Fi modem. It's faster. You'll love it, you know, and it's free. So, like an idiot, I said, sure, send it over, and I'll hook it up. And everything's gone to hell since.
Yeah, you were saying something, I think, last week about it looking like
privately,
an air freshener. And
yeah, it looks like an air freshener. And it doesn't, now here's the thing, it doesn't have a pairing button. I guess they have this Wi-Fi modem the way it is because it's super, super simple. It has no buttons on it. It's just you plug in and you go. But if you have a printer, if you have a Wi-Fi extender, these things, you need a pairing button to pair the Wi-Fi extender and the printer to the Wi-Fi modem. You push a button, it pairs. There are certain things I owned at the house, which you need that. The Wi-Fi pod.
I've got a wireless extender that won't even work.
You can't do it by going on the internet and doing passwords and everything like that. So, okay. So I ordered a new Wi-Fi pod from Spectrum, which I'm going to pay an extra $3 a month for. Now the printer doesn't work. You know about my printer, right?
Yeah, the HP. That thing has been...
I'm going to kill that thing.
I've been hearing about this dang printer since I started doing the show with you, John.
The printer is famous because of this show. You're absolutely
right. The HP, the horse pucky.
The horse buggy. Well, because they try to fix it on the internet. You know what? When I opened the box, there was no owner's manual. No, right. That's the way things are going now.
Just a little slip of paper that says, go to this link to register your printer, and that's it.
No, it had one of those code things. That you
oh, the phone QR up. Codes?
Oh.
Does anything Scan tick you code. Off more than going to a restaurant where they don't have menus anymore, where they have that code?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Oh, or you can order online.
Gosh,
it's
like, why? So anyway, I'm going through this huge headache, and now I think I'm going to make the move to AT&T or something.
Well,
T-Mobile,
you know,
I hear, is good. But I checked that, and they're not in my neighborhood.
At my current
apartment
complex.
But it's a strict $50 a month, and they haven't raised it for years for internet.
At my apartment complex in South Reno, we have no choice. I was with Charter for many years and had to switch off of Charter to go to AT&T. Now, AT&T's who have my cell phone through, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But I pay $55 a month. I think it's something like 300 megabytes or something, which is enough for somebody who doesn't do major streaming like myself.
Why do we go through this
cryptocurrencies
game,
like Bill?
This game of every year or every 2 years, we call up Spectrum to negotiate the price because the promotional period runs out. It skyrockets. You have to call, negotiate. Okay, you're good for another year or 2 years. Then you have to do this rigmarole all over again where you call and sometimes they care and drop the price. Sometimes they don't. Well, that's what's happening now. I've had Spectrum for, 8 years now at this house? And they apparently, if they know you've had it that long, they know you're settled. They know you're not going to shop around.
That's funny.
So they won't drop the price at all. There's no more promotional period. I'm going to end up paying $400 a month for internet and TV. So
it's funny. It goes into a weird theory I have about when you call into places. Like, let's say you're calling into AT&T, or we'll use Charter. Let's say you're calling into Charter on their 800 number because you want new service versus you're calling into Charter because you have an issue.
Yeah.
I swear they put you ahead on the line if you say you want to spend money. So what I do is I always say I want to start a new account or spend money or do something like that to get into the phone quicker because they don't want to deal with you unless you're going to give them money.
I know, but I don't like to negotiate. I don't like it's like going to the used car dealer every year. Just make it simple. Give me a fair price and leave it the way it is for so many
years.
And
a guy in a lobster suit. Crawdaddy. Remember him?
No.
You don't remember the Crawdaddy? He was over there in the hood that had a little. It's gone now, so I can talk about it, but it was a little car lot. He had those commercials.
Oh, yeah, I got what
the you're
saying.
The Crawdaddy.
Okay.
Anyway.
Phone number 775.
I guess I only laughed at
that. 884-9910. We got one more break if you want to give us a call. And otherwise, we have a news and comment update on the storm that is moving in.
Yeah.
Right here with John Potter and Jay Biggs.
It's live and local on 99.1 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. It's 92.3.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
Yes, as you just heard Craig give us, here comes another one, and I've lost count of which one this next one is. Another winter storm hitting the Sierra and Truckee Meadows today. Most of the snow getting dropped on the mountains right now. Then some is going to make its way into town by 2 this afternoon. It's already getting windy and snowy for travelers up in the high elevations. Jay, how are the roads right now?
Well, as far as new things to report, Kingsbury Grade 207 has chain and snow tie requirements from Mottsville up to State Line. That's kind of new. The west side of the lake has kind of always been with chain and snows around 28 into Tahoe City, then Tahoe City, the 89, dropping down into Meeks Bay area where we have the closure, which is going to be in Emerald Bay, and it's closed all the way from the state park into South Lake Tahoe at Camp Richardson area. So there are those closures, but we have a high wind advisory through Washoe Valley. So that means high profile vehicles, campers, trailers, buses, RVs. Old 395 right now is affected by that as well as
they're prohibited, aren't they?
Well, old 395, they're prohibited. They just the high wind advisory on 580 itself. So Eastlake, I will say, though, if you have something tall, it's worth it to go over there. And it's a little bit slower, but you're able to get through. And also from Donner Lake area in Truckee, we are seeing chain and snow tire requirements that go all the way over to Cisco Grove. So that's not completely free, but you can get up to Truckee with no chain or snows.
So chain snow tires on 80 west of Truckee. And what about Mount Rose Highway?
Mount Rose, yeah, we do have those. Those have been in effect for quite some time.
Okay.
From around the Galena National, or National, Galena Creek Regional Park is where you're seeing those all the way up to the Diamond Peak area.
All right, some of that snow is going to spill over into the valley today. There's a winter storm warning up for the Tahoe area. It's starting at 10 o'clock. It's on right now.
Yeah.
All the way to 4 o'clock in the morning Monday. In the valleys, we're going to see most of the snow coming down this afternoon, tonight, and overnight into tomorrow morning. It could all total up to 5 inches on the ground for us. I'm thinking more like 3. But hey, eastbound 80 from Donner, it was closed for 4 days. It opened up on Wednesday. People held hostage in California, oh my gosh, for 4 days. And of course, we had bare shelves because none of the trucks could make it over with our food. Oh my gosh, I think we really do need California. Several huge avalanches have stormed down the Sierra, closing part of U.S. 395 along Mono Lake between Mono City and Lee Vining. The avalanches brought down debris from a 2016 fire onto a half-mile stretch of the highway, now covered up to 40 feet deep. And did you know at this moment, thousands of Californians are spending another day snowed in. They've been stuck for days, unable to get through their driveways, could be stuck for another week. There is that much snow in the San Bernardino Mountains. And also closer to us in Northern California, firefighters responding to fires in snowmobiles. Never heard of such a thing, but that's what they've been doing. The Mono County Sheriff's Office reports some residents have been trapped without power for over a week now. Some in Mono City, Bridgeport, still don't have power. American flags at the state capitol are at half staff starting today in honor of the victims of the CareFlight crash. Governor Lombardo ordered them to stay that way until the last memorial service for the five who were killed. There's a public memorial taking place next week for the five victims. You can attend. It'll be at the Reno Sparks Convention Center Wednesday at 2 p.m. Paramedic Ryan Watson and Nurse Edward Percola were from Reno. Pilot Scott Walton was from Michigan. Meanwhile, the investigation into what caused the crash begins another day today. Unfortunately, and a kind of a surprise to Jay and I, this plane did not have a flight data recorder or voice recorders on board. And the crash was the third one Guardian Flight has had. They are now facing their fourth NTSB investigation since 2018. There is such a need for construction workers around here that the Nevada State Contractors Board is hosting an event to get more women into the field. Hammers and Hope takes place at Reno City Hall from 10 a.m. to 1 on Monday. You can meet with construction experts, learn how it is to work on building projects, and visit a career fair there. The event is free Monday, 10 a.m. at City Hall. You can RSVP online. And it's the last game of their season for the Wolfpack today. It's a big one. Their arch rivals, the Rebels, visit from Vegas for a 2 p.m. game at Lawler. The seats are already sold out. It's the last game of the regular season. The Wolfpack has a date next Thursday night to play in the Mountain West Tournament, where the team is already considered a top four seed. If they beat Las Vegas today, the Pack is going to be number two or three seed. San Diego State is number one. It looks good for the Wolfpack today. They've been undefeated at home all season long, but they did lose, kind of a shocker, on the road, 80-71. They lost Monday to Wyoming, which is the last place team in their conference.
What? Yeah. Well, that's what. Maybe it's you just go in all relaxed, like we got this. That's what happens.
Well, we all have bad.
I did want to say we got a text from one of our listeners, John Porter, not John Potter, John Porter. And he said he always enjoys our show, and he has a 1997 Chevy Tahoe, apparently with almost 310,000 miles on it, original engine, transmission, and he remembers watching you in Las Vegas. So, yeah.
Oh, big good 10 years there at Channel 13, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. But
it's
funny
how people, of all the things we've said today, really keyed into the car thing. And it was like the one show we did where we mentioned Costco, and
the phones blew up. Right.
But okay, so I get your point, folks, that, hey, those old cars weren't so bad after all. I said that was the one product that's made better nowadays, and I was only going by mileage, how far you could take a car. And it's typical to take a car to 200,000 miles on the odometer,
right.
Definitely over 100,000 miles. When I remember, it was 40,000 was the time when you started thinking of a new vehicle. So, okay, so you're saying those cars are better after all, but where, we have no choice now. Where do you buy those? Where they don't make them like that anymore.
Well,
not one car brand makes it like that anymore.
Yeah, you're right. All the new cars are just, it's more and more plastic, lighter and lighter and lighter. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like the human body, though, if you think about it, John. I mean, in a way, I mean, like, what's our life expectancy now versus the 60s? Isn't it like 20 more years or something, or 10 more years at least?
For me, it's another 20 until I start doing this show.
Right. I'm sorry. Well, look at me, man. I mean, I just turned 40 and I've lost all my hair. So
you shaved your hair. Come on, right?
Well, I do to keep it from looking so
like
ugly.
A prisoner. Yeah, you have the Alex Murdoch look. Right,
well,
now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I can't.
As if lawyers didn't have a bad enough reputation already, this guy was the ultimate peak of terrible. I mean, how many times have we seen the video where he goes to the hospital trying to coerce those poor kids not to blame his son for that boat crash? I mean, how sleazy can you get?
Yeah.
This guy is the epitome. And okay, I knew way long ago this guy was guilty of whatever he did.
You see, like,
lied your whole career. You stole all this money, but we're supposed to believe you about the shotgun.
Right.
What a joke sometimes. Thank God that jury was smart and they did it fast.
Yeah, they did.
1 hour. That's what I like to see. Efficiency with
It's that quick. Right. When it's that quick.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody wants to go home, I'm sure, after hearing all his
lies.
Don't waste time
on this guy. Oh, my
gosh.
Well,
it's the truth. And hey, something else about wasting time. He didn't make any waste of time to change his look either. Like you said, he has that completely bald look now, whereas he looked like Gary Busey before a little bit.
He's guilty. Sorry, Buster.
Yeah, absolutely. Next week, we are going to have some guests for sure lined up. We're going to have a food guest in the house with us. We've got Nacho from Nacho's Auto Body. Kevin Rini from Rini Insurance is going to talk to us about insurance, like you were talking earlier, about rates hiking up and things changing, and what other things you can get insured, including things like my voice with Lloyd's of London, which is a joke, John. I never got my voice.
You're
but,
so
well,
funny.
I wanted you to believe it and see if you actually believed it or not, and I guess you did. Hey, Daisy Duke had her legs insured. Why can't I have my voice?
And I was hoping to leave on a high note, folks. I tried.
It's Live and Local with John and Jay. 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. Talk to you next week.